Blog Talk Radio.
There just ain't one.
Hallelujah.
And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful God in the name of Jesus. I'm truly honored in Jesus' name on this evening to be before you, praise God. Once again, coming with the unadulterated, uncompromising, true Word of God coming from the King James Version of God's Holy Word. I'm truly blessed on today, praise God. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw from David and Diane Ministry and Friends. In the name of Jesus, we take time to come forth on this evening, praise God, to give you the word. Reading the word out of the King James Version, coming out of the book of Hosea, praise God, we've been moving steady along. I mean, first, before I go any further, I want to first give all honor and praise to my Lord. Lord God is the King of kings and the Lord of lords, and it's he whom we praise, honor, and glory in all what we do. We also want to acknowledge those in the name of Jesus. First, my wife, let me say, my wife, I like to acknowledge her. Praise God for the advancement of what she does towards Blog Talk Ministry and the ministry here at David and Diane. And I also like to acknowledge those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, even through our archive of however you may be hearing the word of God from our Blog Talk Ministry. We thank you. Truly, we acknowledge those in Canada, praise God, those that are in South Korea, praise God, those that are in Jamaica, hallelujah. And of course, our homeboys and homegirls, brothers and sisters here in the United States, in the name of Jesus. We thank each and every one of you for tuning in on today, praise God, listening to God's holy word. God bless you. We're coming forth once again, as mentioned, out of the book of Hosea, chapter 9. We're going to read chapter 9 out of the book of Hosea on this evening. Praise God. We want to also send our prayers out to the families that have lost loved ones due to the pandemic still on today, and those that are ill, sick, and shut in, those that are in nursing homes, and we can even pray for those that are incarcerated in our jails, our prisons, our youth facilities, and our drug treatment centers. Let's pray for each and every one, because we all need prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, as we come before you on this day, Lord, we come once again acknowledging you, dear God, as being the Lord of lords and the King of kings. We acknowledge you, Lord God, for having all power, for being omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. It's you, Father God, who has all the righteousness and the righteous judgment and the mercy, praise God. We know it's you, Father God, who's all holy, in the name of Jesus, and all righteous, and we give you praise because we know that, Father God, nothing is or will be without you, in the name of Jesus, having something to say or something to do with regard to that. Father God, you have control. You are in control, and you are the King of control. We give you praise on this evening, honor and glory as we move forward and continue to press on through our Bible reading on today. Lord God, we thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory as we pray for those incarcerated in our jails, prison, our boot camps. We pray for those that are in drug treatment centers, Father God, trying to get it right. We pray for those, Father God, that are in our nursing homes or those that are in hospitals, Father, ailing or suffering from some type of sickness or disease. For we know you, God, are the ultimate healer and deliverer. As you acknowledge, praise God, in Isaiah chapter 53:5, we know that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of peace was upon him. And by his stripes, hallelujah, he is healed. So we thank you for the healing power and the anointing and the blood that covers a multitude of sins. We thank you on today as we move forward in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Once again, we're coming forth with the word to read out of the book of Hosea. Praise God, chapter 9. Amen, chapter 9. We're going to read on this evening. Let us read. The punishment for Israel's persistent unfaithfulness. Chapter 9. Rejoice, not, for it is for joy as other people, for they have not gone a horn from thy God. Thou hast loved a reward upon every corn floor. The flour in the wine press shall not feed them, and the new wine shall fail in her. They shall not dwell in the Lord's land, but Ephraim shall return to Egypt. For they shall eat unclean things in Assyria. They shall not offer wine offerings to the Lord, neither shall they be pleasing unto him. Their sacrifices shall be unto them as the head and bread of mourners. All that eat thereof shall be polluted. Their bread, for their soul, shall not come into the house of the Lord. What will ye do in the solemn day, and in the day of the feast of the Lord? For lo, they are gone because of destruction. Egypt shall gather them up. Memphis shall bury them, the pleasant places, for their silver. Nettles shall possess them. Thorns shall be in their tabernacles. The days of visitation are come, and days of recompense are come. Israel shall know it. The prophet is a fool. The spiritual man is mad, for the multitude of thine iniquity and the great hatred. The watchman of Ephraim was with my God, but the prophet is a snare of the faller in all his ways, and hatred in the house of his God. They have deeply corrupted themselves, as in the days of Gilboa. Therefore he will remember their iniquity. He will visit their sin. I found Israel like grapes in the wilderness. I saw your father as the first ripe in the fig tree at her first time. But they went to Baal-peor and separated themselves into the shame, and their abominations were coy as they looked. Though they bring up their children, yet will I be reason, and there shall not be a man left. Ye owe also to them when I depart from them. Ephraim, as I saw Tyrus, is planted in the pleasant places, but Ephraim shall bring forth his children to the murder. Give them, O Lord. What wilt thou give them? A miscarrying wound and dry breast. All their wickedness is in Gilgal. Father, I hated them. For the wickedness of their doings, I will drive them out of my house. I will love them no more. All their princes are revolters. Ephraim is smitten. Their root is dried up. They shall bear no fruit. Yea, though they bring forth, yet will I slay even the beloved fruit of their womb. My God will cast them away, because they did not hearken unto him. And they shall be wanderers among the nations. Chapter Hosea, chapter 10. Israel is an empty vine. Be he bringeth forth fruit unto himself, according to the multitude of his fruit. He hath increased the altar, according to the goodness of his land they have made godly images. Their heart is divided. Now shall they be found guilty. He shall break down their altars. He shall spoil their images. For now they shall say, we have no king, because we fear not the Lord. What then shall the king do to us? They have spoken words, swearing falsely and making a covenant. Thus judgment springeth up as hemorrhage in the furrows of the field. The inhabitants of Syria, Samaria shall fear because of the cows of Bethaven, for the people thereof shall mourn over it, and the priests thereof that rejoice on it, for the glory thereof, because it is departed from it. It shall be also carried out to Assyria for a present to King Jed. Ephraim shall receive shame, and Israel shall be ashamed of his own counsel. As for Samaria, her king is cut off as foam upon the water. The high places also of Aven, the sin of Israel, shall be destroyed. The thorn and the thistle shall come up on their altars, and they shall say to the mountains, cover us, and to the hills, fall on us. O Israel, thou hast seen from the days of Gilba that they stood. The battle of Gilba against the children of iniquity did not overtake them. It is in my desire that I should chastise them, and the people shall be gathered against them when they shall find themselves in their two quarrels. And Ephraim is as a heifer that is taught and loved to trade out the corn. But I passed over upon her fair neck, and I will make Ephraim to ride. Judah shall plow, and Jacob shall prick his cloth. Show to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord, till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Ye have plowed wickedness, ye have reaped iniquity, ye have eaten fruit of lies, because thou didst trust in the way and the multitude of thy mighty men. Therefore shall the tumult arise among thy people, and all thy fortresses shall be spoiled, and Shalman spoiled Beth Rebel in the day of battle. The mother was dashed in pieces upon her children. So shall Bethel do unto you because of your great wickedness. In the morning shall the king of Israel utterly be cut off. Hosea chapter 11. Reneziel was a child when I loved him and called my son out of Egypt, as they called them. So they went from them, they sacrificed unto Balaam and burned incense and graven images. I thought Ephraim also to go, taking them by their arms, but they knew not that I hated them. I dread them with cords of a mountain, with bands of love. And I was
to them as they that take off the yoke on their jaws, and I laid meat upon them. He shall not return unto the land of Egypt, but the Assyrians shall be his king, because they refused to return. And the sword shall abide on his city, and shall consume his branches, and devour them, because of their own counsels. And my people are bent to backsliding, for my so they called them the Most High. Now none of all would exalt him. Now shall I give thee up, Ephraim? How shall I believe thee, Israel? How shall I make thee as Adama? How shall I set thee as Zebulun? My heart is turned within me. My repentings are kindled together. I will execute the fierceness of mine anger. I will not return to destroy Ephraim, for I am God and not man, the Holy One of the midst of thee, and I will not enter into the city. They shall walk after the Lord. He shall roar like a lion. When he shall roar, then the children shall tremble the west. They shall tremble as a bird out of the Egypt, as a dove out of the hand of Assyria. And I will place them in their houses, saith the Lord God. Ephraim compasseth me about with lies, and the house of Israel with deceit. But Judah yet ruleth with God, and his faithful with the saints. Hosea chapter 12. Ephraim feedeth on wind, and followeth after the east wind. He daily increaseth lies and desolation, and they do make a covenant with the Syrians, and oil is carried into Egypt. The Lord hath also a controversy with Judah, and will punish Jacob according to his ways. According to his doings will he recompense him. He took his brother by the heel in the wound, and by his strength he had power with God. Yea, he made power over angels and prevailed. He wept and made supplication unto him. He made him in Bethel, and there he spake with us, even the Lord God of hosts. The Lord is his memorial. Therefore, turn thou to thy God. Keep mercy and judgment, and wait on thy God continually. He is a merchant, and the balances of deceit are in his hand. He loveth to oppress. And Ephraim said, yet I am become rich. I found my out substance, and all my labors, they shall find none iniquity at me that were sin. And I, that I am the Lord thy God, from the land of Egypt will yet make thee to dwell in the tabernacle, as the days of the solemn feast. I have also spoken by the prophets, and I multiplied visions. I've used solitude by the ministry of the prophets. Is thy iniquity in Gilead? Shele, they shall our vanity, their sacrifices brought in Gilgal. Yea, their altars are as heaps in the furrows of the field. Jacob fled into the country of Syria. The Israel served for a wife, and for a wife he kept sleep. Sheep. After by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by the prophet was he preserved. Ephraim provoked him to anger. Most bitterly, therefore, shall he leave his blood upon him, and his reproach shall his Lord return unto him. Hosea chapter 13. When Ephraim spoke, trembling, he exalted himself in Israel. But when he offended, he fell and died. And now thy sin more and more, and have made them molten images of their silver and idols according to their own understanding. All of it, the work of the craftsmen. They say of them, let the men that sacrifice kisses and calves. Therefore, they shall be as the morning cloud and as the early dew that passeth away, as the chaff that is driven with the whirlwind out of the floor, and as the smoke out the chimney. Yet I, the Lord thy God, from the land of Egypt, and thou shalt know no God but me. For there is no Savior besides me. I did know thee in the wilderness, in the land of great drought, according to their past. So that where they filled, they were filled, and their heart was exalted. Therefore, have they forgotten me? Therefore, I will be unto them as a lion, as a leopard, by the way observe them. I will meet them as a bear that is bereaved of her wolf, and will rend the coil of their heart, and there will I devour them like a lion. The wild beast shall tear them. O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself, but in me is thine help. I will be thy king. Where is any other that may save thee in all thy cities, the judges of whom thou sittest? Give me a king and princes. I gave them a king in my own anger and took him away in my wrath. The iniquity of Ephraim is bound up, his sin. The sorrows of the traveling woman shall come upon him. He is an unwise son, for he should not slay long. He should not stay long in the place of the breaking forth of children. I will ransom them for the power of the grief. I will redeem them from all death. I will be thy plague, O grave. I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from my eyes. Though he be fruitful among his brethren on eastward. East wind shall come, the wind of the Lord shall come. It shall come up from the wilderness, and his spring shall become dry, and his fountain shall be dried up. He shall spoil the treasure of all pleasant vessels. Samaria, Samaria shall become desolate, for she has rebelled against her God. They shall fall by the sword. Their infants shall be dashed in pieces, and their woman with child shall be ripped up. Hosea chapter 14. O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thy iniquity. Take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. So will we render the cows of our lips. Asher shall not save us. We will not ride upon horses. Neither will we say any more to the work of our knees, our hand. We are gods. For in thee the fatherless findeth mercy. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely. For my anger is turned away from him. I will be as a dew unto Israel. He shall grow as the lily and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. His branches shall spread, and his beauty shall be as an olive tree, and his smell as Lebanon. They that dwelleth under his shadow shall return. They shall revive as the corn and grow as the vine. The scent thereof shall be as the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim shall say, what have I to do anymore with idols? I have heard him and observed him. I am like a green fir tree. From me is thy fruit found. Who is wise, and he shall understand these things? Prudent, and he shall know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall thereof. Amen. That's going to conclude Hosea. And we're starting on the book of Joel. Amen. And I believe in the name of Jesus, as we come forth on the closing on this evening, praise God, we're in the book of Joel. Let us read Joel chapter 1. The word of the Lord came to Joel, the son of Pethuel. Hear that, ye old man, and give ear, all ye inhabitants of the land, as it has been in your days, or even in the days of your fathers. Tell ye your children of it, as let your children tell their children, and their children another generation. That which is the palmer worm hath left him, hath the locust eaten, and that which the locust hath left hath the cankerworm eaten. I back with the kanka one, half a lap, half the calipatter eaten. Awake, ye drunkard, and weep, and howl, all ye drunkard of wine, because of the new wine, and it is cut off from your mouth. For the nation is come up upon the land, strong and without number, whose teeth are the teeth of a lion, and he hath the teeth of the great lion. He hath laid my vine waste and bought my fig tree. He hath made it clean bar and cast it away. The branches thereof are made white. Lament like a virgin, bird girded with sackcloth for the husbands of Haji. The meat offering of the drink offering is cut off from the house of the Lord. The princes, the Lord's ministers, mourn. The field is wasted. The land mourneth, for the corn is wasted. The new wine is dried up. The oil languished. Be ye ashamed. Oh, ye husbandmen, how? Oh, vine dressers, for the wheat and for the barley, because the harvest of the field perished. The vine is dried up, and the fig tree languisheth, and the pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree also. Even all the trees of the field are withered, because joy is withered away from the sons of men. Gird yourselves and lament, ye priests. How, ye ministers of the altar, come, lie all night in sackcloth. Ye ministers of my God, for the meat offering and the drink offering is withheld from the house of your God. Sanctify ye a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God and cry unto the Lord. Elias, for the day of the Lord is at hand. As a destruction from the Almighty shall it come. Is not the meat cut off before your eyes? Ye joy and gladness from the house of our God. The seed is rotten under their cords, and the garners are laid desolate. The barns are broken down, for the corn is withered. How do the beasts groan? The herds of the cattle are perplexed, because they have no pasture. Yea, the flocks of the sheep are made desolate. O Lord, to thee will I cry, for the fire has devoured the pasture of the wilderness. And the flame hath burned all the trees of the field. The beasts of the field cry also unto thee, for the rivers and waters are dried, and the fire hath devoured the pastures of the wilderness. Joel, chapter 2. Blow ye a trumpet in Zion, the sound of an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. And the day of darkness and the gloominess, a day of clouds as the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people, all strong, that hath not been over, even the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. A fire devoured them for me, for them, before them, and before, behold them, a flame burning. The land is as the Garden of Eden before them, and behold them, a desolate wilderness. Yea, and nothing shall escape them. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen, so shall they run like the noise of chariots on the tops of mountains. Shall they leap like the noise of the flame of the fire that devoureth the stubble? As the strong people set in battles array, before their face the people shall be much pained. All faces shall gather blackness. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war, and they shall march every one on his ways, and they shall not break the ranks. Neither shall no one trust another. They shall walk everyone in his path, and when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. They shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run upon the wall, and they shall climb upon the horses' houses. They shall enter in at the windows like a thief. The earth shall quake before them. The heavens shall tremble. The sun, the moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, and his strong that executeth his words. And the day of the Lord is great and very troubled, and who can abide it? Therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye then unto me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your heart, and not your garment. I turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Who knoweth that he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the land. Lord, your God, blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation. Assemble the others, gather the children, and those that suck the breast. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber, and the bride out of her closet. Let the priest, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare, reproach, reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Why far should they say among the people, where is their God? Then will the Lord be jealous for his land and pity his people. Yea, the Lord will answer and say unto his people, behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and ye shall be satisfied therewith. And I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen, but I will remove far from off you the northern army, and will drive him into the land barren and desolate with his face toward the east sea, and his hinder part toward the utmost sea. And his stink shall come up, and his ill savor shall come up, because he hath done great things. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Do not afraid. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pasture of the wilderness do spring, for the tree bear her fruit, in fig tree, in the vine do yield her strength. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down from you for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain, and the first month. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust had eaten, and kinkawan, and the calipower, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you, and you shall eat in plenty, and be satisfied, and praise the name of our God, that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the left handmaids, in those days will I pour out my spirit, and I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and the terrible day of the Lord comes. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in a mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We just completed the reading of Joel chapter 2, and we will continue on Monday. Amen. Monday, we will return. This is David and Diane, Ministry and Friends, and we truly thank you for joining us on today, this evening. And stay tuned for 8 o'clock, I believe, this evening. Lady Diane is coming on. She sends a link to where you can check in and tune in. But we thank you for joining us on this evening. God bless you. Jesus loves you, and so do I. And remember, God is still on the throne. Be blessed.
Just ain't one.